calling from Opinion Research, calling with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything. I'm not asking for donations. May I speak to Tamara, please?
Okay. You're talking to her?
Great. Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. On March 5th of this year, California is going to hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Almost certain?
I'm going to vote.
Probably 50-50 or not.
No, I'm voting.
Gotcha.
Yep.
No problem. I got you, by the way. It's just that I had to read all the options. I'm sorry. But here's the thing. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably 50-50.
I vote.
Always.
So everything, okay. I vote for everything.
In everything. Okay. In
yes.
What year were you born, please?
62.
62, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
My son is partial Latino.
Okay. Gotcha. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race I haven't mentioned?
I really don't know what I am. I'm Portuguese, so if you want to call that, I'm half Portuguese, but I consider myself white.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Often they're not going in the right direction.
They are not?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the list. Homelessness, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, parental rights and education, or water policy.
Do you want me to tell you which one of those is first? Because they're all a major importance.
Right. I know. But what is the most important for you? Like the main one?
Probably homelessness at this time, but that's not going to change until Gavin Newsom stops letting people over our border.
Gotcha. So it'll be homelessness. All right. Well, thanks. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I just want you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Oh, and if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, just let me know. That's also valid. So the first name is Paul Dictos.
You know, truthfully, I've heard of him. I'm not sure if I'm a fan or not. I'll have to do my research again. So right now my brain's gone. I mean, I've been working all day. I'm like, but I don't think I'm in favor for him, but I'd have to look it up and see his policy.
You have heard of him? It's just that you don't have an opinion.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay. Yeah. Gavin Newsom is the next one.
Oh, not favorable. Take him out. I can't stand Gavin Newsom.
Just to confirm, very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Gotcha. Steve Brando is the next one.
He's okay. I'm not favorable or unfavorable. He's okay.
Okay. So very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or neither of these?
Just somewhat unfavorable then.
Okay. All right. Next name is Joe Biden.
Oh, put him. You know what I'm going to say to that one. No, very, very unfavorable.
Okay, gotcha. Next one, Gary Bredefeld.
God, that name sounds familiar. I'm not sure, so I'm not going to have an opinion on that.
No, no problem. And next name is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, county supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote?
I really don't know. I know it's either the first one or I have to do my research. I do my
That's
research
fine.
Before.
That's fine. You can give me the same answer to this follow-up question I have to ask for quality purposes. So if the election were held today and you have to decide right now, whom would you vote for?
What do you mean? For city council?
No, what I just mentioned, yeah, about Board of Supervisors.
Oh, I don't have an opinion yet.
No, okay, same answer.
Not yet.
No problem. Not
same
yet.
Answer.
Okay. How would you rate a job being done by Steve Brandau as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
That's fair, okay. How would you
I don't
rate
really
a job
like
being...
him, though. Don't give him a fair.
Okay, so which one would it be? Excellent, good, fair,
probably
or poor?
Probably poor.
Poor, okay. All right. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No opinion.
No opinion, thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, and by the way, I just want to quickly thank you for your time. We're almost there.
You know, it's really kind of hard to answer these since COVID and all the stuff that's going on. Sometimes it's just not easy to make an assessment, put it that way. But go ahead.
I understand. Maybe this can help you gather more information, right? So now I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Again, there's no name. It's just a description of a candidate. The first one says, a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Okay.
So are you much more likely
to
vote?
Well, I am in favor of that.
Okay, are you much more likely to vote for someone? Right. Are you much more likely to vote for someone with this description, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Next description and same options. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Not likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less?
Much less likely, I guess.
Okay.
Somewhat less better. Not. Go ahead.
Okay. Much less is like the worst. Like you definitely
much
would.
Less than.
Okay. All right. A candidate who is a Democrat. The next description.
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Likely. More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
I have no opinion on that because Donald Trump's old and he's probably got more, but his mind works fine to me, so I can't answer that. That's
okay, no problem. No
kinda,
problem.
Depends on the person.
All right, gotcha. All right, a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
I guess much more likely.
Okay. All right. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
What do you mean, hold the line?
Well, it seems to me that he's not going to let those taxes rise, taxes or fees.
Okay, more likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more likely. I'm going to have a lot of much more, so.
All right, well, now I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for.
Are we getting? Are we almost getting to the end of this?
I know, okay. It's been a long one, but we're almost done. I really thank you for your time.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll try and read quicker also. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld
will
fight
for... That name. I'm much more likely to vote for him.
Okay. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. So remember, options are no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance you would vote for him.
Good chance.
Okay. Steve Brandow currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandow is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he'll continue to protect our families and quality of life. No chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance you'd vote for him.
Very chance.
I'm sorry? Fair chance?
Very chance is what you said?
No. No chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance you would
fair
vote
chance.
For him?
Fair chance.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. No chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance you would vote for him.
I don't have an opinion on him yet.
No problem. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandow, county supervisor businessman, or Dion Bordes, who would you vote for?
Probably Gary Bredefeld.
Gary, okay. All right, so like you said, this is the very end of it. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. Do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I'd call myself a MAGA. I just had to go there. I'm a strong Republican.
Okay, gotcha. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Do you want college education? Or
right, like what's the last year that you completed? Like high school, some college?
College.
4 years?
Some college.
Some college, okay. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends or
no,
family?
I rent.
You rent, okay. That's it. The survey has been completed. Thank you for your participation.
Thank
have
you.
Have a great rest
Bye-bye.
Of your night. You have a good night rest. Take care.